Amen. Let me conclude the message, the little exhortation I've been given concerning how to treat prophecy. But today we want to identify true and false prophecies. And in Deuteronomy chapter 18, there's something that Moses spoke there that I pick our leading, continue from there. Get the first part. This is the second part of the message titled How to Treat Prophecy. How to Treat Prophecy. Because so many of us come to a prophetic ministry like this, but when we receive prophecies, we don't know how to treat it. Okay, and I'm continuing because of time. I don't want to go back. Please get the tape, part one. This is part two. In Deuteronomy chapter 18, hallelujah, and verse 20, hallelujah, praise the Lord, praise God. Remember what gave rise to that statement is from verse 18, where he says, I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren. This is thus said the Lord through Moses. Like unto thee, I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto the words which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. And verse 20, he said, but the prophet which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other gods, even that prophet shall die. This is thus said the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when we talk about prophecies, listen, especially you enter message believers from other churches, not from Bride Assembly. God has used this church and confused enter message pastors, especially with the anointing that is here, the signs and the wonders, the miracles, the testimonies we have here, the anointing that he released here. Amen. And I had somebody telling me, visited one of the churches recently, and the pastor, knowing that she was from this church, you know, they must vie up and say something small. And the pastor is saying, we believe in the gifts. We believe in the gifts. And the miserable crowd there, they are saying, yeah. They believe in the gifts. He said, but they want only original. They don't want any fake one. And that is why there is no gift in their church. You can see how foolish that thought even is. Now, do you enter message believer? Because I know some of you are sitting down here now. Some of you are sitting down here. Because your church, you know, they do vigil. And you know, say you get problem. And you know, the only solution is prayer. But your pastor, you know, they do vigil. And I enter message churches that have vigil only on 31st night, 31st December. And they will spend 2 hours and go back like Catholics will do. Amen. And then they have witches and wizards sitting down comfortably. Nothing happening there. If anything happened to somebody, you get one small breakthrough, you can't stand up, testify. That day is finished. Because they are sitting down there. And so their members sneak to denominational churches for solution. Their members sneak to Mountain of Fire for Power More Change Hand program. They will sneak because they must not see them like Nicodemus came to Jesus. They have sneaked to Bride Assembly now. Your pastor, no, sir, you can't hear. And you're a miserable Christian until your pastor has bewitched you and then decides where you should go and where you should not go, irrespective of where the Spirit is leading you to go. Them that are led by the Spirit, sons of God, and the footstep of the righteous is ordered by his pastor. Is that not what the Bible says? Okay, then why is it that your pastor is the one telling you where to go and where not to go? What happened? How has he bewitched you to that level? Take this step and go and give your pastor. No man, no chance. Say, now you take and just drop and show where you go see him. Okay, go here. Miserable pastors with miserable congregations. A message that is a jubilee. Liberated the children of God to fly and freedom of the anointing of the eagle. So high and go everywhere. A pastor will carry this same sermon book and catch the people again. I don't know what they use. That's why I said they are witches. Praise the Lord. You cannot say something is fake until you have the evidence of the original. Before you say all the gift somewhere is fake, I say, show the original. Then you can say, this is original. That one is the fake. How can you be saying that? They are fake. Where is the original? Amen. We can confidently say that, yes, all these funny spirits, Angel Jagu, Angel Jagura, Angel Michael, Holy Michael, and all those demons they call to begin to discern people in some of these churches, they are fake. Why? Because they will see, but they cannot give solution. And the question still stands today. Why will God show me your problem if he cannot give me the solution? Praise the Lord. Praise God. Don't worry. Just keep waiting. You will see what God wants to do in the Christian world with this end time message. And this church is among the places he will use to close some people. Hallelujah. Close them out and close some shops. Some shops we close. Because the members will tell you, give us the real thing or we'll leave you. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When it comes to the realm of the prophetic, it is a gift that Satan can very easily manipulate. And why it is important to teach about prophecy is because, I have said it before, those of you who were here in Lagos, in those days, in the 70s, early 80s, if you buy, I think it used to be Lagos News or something like that. There's one newspaper that time, Weekend something News. It's a publication of Daily Times that time. Lagos Weekend. Buy it, you will see advert of shrine, cults, Babalawo, you know, everywhere, magic ring, love potion, favor something, you know, and you know, Indian, Sikh Indian something, you know, Hindu something. They, you know, they advertise it for people. If you want anything, praise God. But suddenly, they lost customers. Something happened. People were knowing that something is wrong. So, people, Christians now, because everybody decided to be going to church. Everybody has decided to be going to church. And so nobody, they come meet them again. No customers. Babalawos. No customer. So man must survive. What I'm telling you, those of you who are old enough, you will know at that time, you open newspaper, there is something exam success bureau, exam success waiting, and they put address, and they put signboards. Everywhere, signboards. And then do something that if you tell your boyfriend to do anything, he will do it for you. Tell your girlfriend to do anything, he will do it, she will do it for you. And they'll be advertising them. Whether they walk or they know they walk. But suddenly, the whole world became churchy. I said, if you go to church, you cannot go to Babalawo. And since they were losing customers, they decided to change their signboard to Christian Prophetic Ministry. So everywhere now, watch it. 99% of the churches that you have crowd going there is a prophetic church. A man that is a prophet doctor. It will see, the, you know, it's advice, it's business. Prophet, doctor, founder, you know, the general overseer, bishop. I've seen one, bishop, prophet, and then in bracket, doctor. You know, and then they put his name. And people don't know that they are Babalawos. They are Babalawo. Because they do nothing there that can affect your soul. They do nothing there. They are everywhere. Everywhere. Once there is something you can see, small vision, you will form a prayer house. Some, their own. Immediately you come, they are into deliverance. Their ministry is for family deliverance. That is it. They are not a church. They are just interdenominational ministry. They meet once every week. And then when they come, immediately you come, it's time for counseling. They are land deliverance. They charge you, bring 100,000, 200,000. We go and uproot everyone that come. There's foundational cost. There's foundational cost. There's something buried. Your land must be, you know, and people think that they are Christians. They are going to. They're thinking that they are ministers of God. They don't care. All they are after is that money you will give them. And the way it is, you can't go back to them and say, give me my money. They think no work. So it's a wonderful business to enter into, isn't it? Since if I charge you money, whether it work or not, if you come and say, have faith, I say, have faith. I don't chop your money, have faith. And if I see say, you be mumma, I will say, then we need to go a second time. You need second touch. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But the foundation of God standeth. The Lord knoweth them that are his. Amen. Verse 21. And if thou say in thy heart, how shall we know the word which the Lord has not spoken? When a prophet prophesies, he's saying, if you say, how do we know if it is not God that has spoken? One of it is verse 22. When a prophet speaketh in the name of the Lord, if the thing follow not, nor come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord has not spoken. But the prophet has spoken it presumptuously, thou shalt not be afraid of him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He has spoken presumptuously. So if you go anywhere for prayers, prayer house, a prophet says, go and do this and this will happen. Thus said the Lord. Says in the name of the Lord. And it does not come to pass. He is a false prophet. He has spoken presumptuously. Let me tell you this. Ezekiel chapter 13. Let's just open Ezekiel chapter 13. There's something that the Lord was saying there. In Ezekiel chapter 13, and from verse 1. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel that prophesy and say unto them, say that unto them that prophesy out of their own hearts. Hear ye the word of the Lord. That means there are people that you can prophesy, not by a demon, not by a familiar spirit, but out of your own heart. Amen. Hallelujah. Thus said the Lord, verse 3. Thus said the Lord God, woe unto the foolish prophets that follow their own spirit and have seen nothing. Oh, he said that prophets are like the foxes in the desert. You have not gone up into the gaps, neither made up the hedge for the house of Israel to stand in the battle in the day of the Lord. They have seen vanity and lying divination, saying, the Lord said, and the Lord hath not sent them. And they have made others to hope that they will confirm the word. Have you not seen a vain vision, and have you not spoken a lying divination? Whereas you say, the Lord said it, albeit I have not spoken. Praise God. And verse 8, therefore, thus said the Lord God, because ye have spoken vanity and seen lies, therefore, behold, I am against you, said the Lord God. God is against every false prophet because they use his name to lie. And they're everywhere, especially poverty-stricken Africa. Can't try that overseas. They'll take you to court. You deceive anybody, and based on hearing in advanced country, you tell him to go and sell his car. You will hear prophets say, go, the Lord says you should go and sell that car into the ministry, and door will be open for you. Or you bow, if you sow it and the thing not happen, he will take you to court. It's true. It is here. If he doesn't come to pass, he will even warn you if you come. He say, are you trying me, a prophet? You go say, I leave you to God. They run the grave. Make I not add another trouble on top myself. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How will you know if what you have spoken is not from God? Number two, if it is contrary to the written word. I say contrary. It's not everything that must be in the Bible. Because the Holy Ghost, the ministry of the Holy Ghost is a living ministry. Hallelujah. But he kept the Bible as a guide for us. Whatever the Holy Ghost tells you to do, make sure it is not contrary to the word. For instance, what the word of God says, what God has joined together, let no man put asunder. Anybody that prophesy that it is that you should go and divorce your wife under any reason, that is contrary to the Bible. God will never say anything like that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Contrary. What it is contrary to the word. Amen. Okay. Now number 3. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 3. Let's read it. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Amen. But he, verse 3, but he that prophesieth speaketh unto men to what? Edification and exhortation and comfort. Edification, exhortation and comfort. Every message from God to you. Hallelujah. Every message from God to you, it must achieve either of these three things. It must edify you. Edify the person. It must exhort the person. And it must comfort. If you give anybody, you go anywhere, they give you a message that creates confusion or problem in your life, any area of your life, it was not God that spoke, or the prophet did not give it properly. Properly. It's true. God can show a prophet that the wife you have married is possessed. And the spirit disturbing her is the spirit that is attacking you. So that you will not enjoy your marriage. God can do that. I even me when not be prophet, God has shown me that several times to people I pray for. Praise God. I have taught you, I said the gift of the word of knowledge, properly interpreted, is also prophecy. Your dream, properly interpreted, is prophecy. What is prophecy? Prophecy is thus said the Lord. And if I stay and God reveals a situation to me, it's God that is showing me, so it is prophetic. It is revelatory. Therefore, it's prophetic. Praise the Lord. But if it is something I've already seen, and I'm saying, brother, you have this problem, I am seeing it physically, it's no more prophecy, because it is me now seeing it physically. But when God opens my eye, now it is God. You know, there are some people that they want to pray for you. You go to them, and you dress one kind, wear slipper, dust, pull your leg all. And they see, say, ah, the Lord is telling me that nothing is working for you. Now lie. Don't be God. They tell you, I've seen it all over. If something is working for you, no go dress like that, come. So they lie before God, using the name of the Lord. Say, God is telling me. God is telling you what? Praise the Lord. There are deliverance ministers that any girl that is fair in complexion is possessed. Mami, what are they worry you? Because you are fair. So all of you people now, Mami, what are they follow them? They speak from their hearts. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So it must achieve these three things. Number four, praise the Lord. I want you to note that familiar spirits also prophesy. Familiar spirit will say it. Amen. Hallelujah. There is a gift in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 among those nine spiritual gifts known as the discernment of spirits. You know why that gift is given in the church? And a pastor must have, if you don't have that gift, you're a leader of a group, prayer group, you're a minister. If you don't have that gift, they will manipulate you and finish you. Praise God. Praise the Lord. And I thank God he gave me a little measure of discernment. When a wrong spirit is operating, I catch it. Pyam. And we know. Praise God. Hallelujah. I was saying something because there are ministers sitting down here. You need wisdom also. When you see a man that his wife is the one responsible for his problem, it will be foolish of you to go and say, brother, hey, by your wife, I put you for this condition. It will take the grace of God for that man to go home and still remain with that woman for house. Especially if he really suffer well. Praise God. And so you use wisdom. You use wisdom. I've seen so many. Some that the man know. That the man. Then they curse him. If not the man, they talk him. If it's that with the woman. I go talk, say, now you dey make this woman suffer. You know? You know why I say so? Because every man that is married and begin to have problem after marriage, we always say that the woman dey cause her. Always. You marry woman, 2 years, you never born, you're going to say, up to now, you never born. Wait till they happen. You're going to disturb the woman. Sometimes, now you get low sperm count, and you don't know it. Until you suffer that woman. Then, until she manage push you, someone will go for test now. Then the day you discover, now your head will come calm down. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Like all these foolish ones that we say, every day. In the last first one, baby girl. Second one, baby girl. This third one, make sure not be baby girl. It's illiteracy. It is what you give the woman that she will carry. It's the woman that should have been warning you. The first one you give me, girl. Second one, give me girl. This next one, you won't give me, make it be boy. Yo. It's the woman that should be troubling the chromosome that determines whether it is a boy or a girl comes from the man. Biologically, it is so. But, sister, after today, when you go home, tell the man. So, boy, I will take it from you again, no? First one, baby girl. Second one, baby girl. Third one, where they come now? Give me boy. Hold on for neck. Promise me vow. Give me boy. Praise the Lord. So, every minister of God, they are hearing me from all over the world now. That is how you should treat it. Okay. So I said familiar spirits also talk. Why do they talk? They will talk. They will start very harmlessly first. In Acts chapter 16. Can we open it? Oh, we know that story. Anytime I read that story, I always laugh. I say, see Satan, see devil. See devil. Are we there? Let me read the story from verse 16. Acts chapter 16 from verse 16. And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us, and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, who show unto us the way of salvation. Is that not a perfect prophecy? Is that not a perfect prophecy? Are you following me? But who is the one that is prophesying? Familiar spirit. And this did she many days. You see? But thank God for the spirit of discernment. But Paul, being grieved. See why I say there is the gift of discernment? He was grieved. Turned and said to the spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And she came, and he came out the same hour. The emphasis there was, the prophecy was correct, but it was by a familiar spirit. And she said nothing wrong. Yet, Apostle Paul rebuked that spirit out of her. The question is, listen, church. The question is, oh, that's another message entirely. Somebody just joined the fellowship. And he's saying, thus said the Lord, my servant Moses. Hey, church, brother, tell me, listen to him. He is my servant. He is my servant. Listen, church. Amen. Do I need that for you to know I'm a servant of God? So one of the ways that made Apostle Paul to know that something is wrong is, that was the song every time, that was the prophecy. Hey, these are servants of the Most High God who show us the way of salvation. They follow. These are the servants of the Most High God. Who show us the way of salvation. I was saying that every day. Praise the Lord. Listen, I am sure, because she was not prophesying by the Spirit of God, her appearance will also bring suspicion.
She must have, maybe she wore trousers, they follow them.
Thus said the Lord, these are the servants of the Most High God who show us the way of salvation. And she wear trouser, and she wear something where they cover, you know the that nonsense they wear. And then she come put Indian hair, put Chinese hair, put color, and then come remove her eyebrow. They look like Pussycat, they follow them. These are servants of the Most High God who show us the way of salvation. And she dressed, or maybe she dressed, showing her laps, because she was not converted. She was not speaking by the Spirit of God. Because, listen, church, if it is God that is speaking through you, before he speaks through you, he will speak to you first. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If it is God that is using me, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What I'm preaching to you, I must be able to live by it too. If I speak against fornication, I must not be found in fornication. If I speak against commercialization of the gospel, I must not be found directly or indirectly commercializing the gospel. If I speak against pride, I must be known and seen to be humble. If not, it's a familiar spirit speaking. A familiar spirit speaking. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Listen, church. Sometimes some prophecies that don't come to pass, they may not be false. They may not be coming from familiar spirits, but the prophet himself, because sometimes we prophesy after the message is given to us in symbols. And in the course of interpreting what we see, we misinterpret what we see. And I believe that the prophetic gift, like every other gift, you grow in it. That's why God will help you if you have a genuine gift to come under a true understanding pastor. Because you will make some mistakes. You grow in it. It takes time before you will know, okay, anytime it does like this, this is what it means. Anytime it comes like this, this is what it means. Will Abraham had a gift, for instance, that if you have any problem and he's praying for you, when he laid his hand on you, there will be a vibration in his hand. And when that vibration stops, then he will tell you, thus said the Lord, it is over. Now, you don't know why he said, thus said the Lord. You may think he had a voice. It's not a voice he had, but there is the way God works with him. Once the vibration stops, you can be sure that problem is over. And so, a prophet may see something like that and then misinterpret what he saw. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And a prophet may also over-exaggerate what he saw. He may over-exaggerate it. He saw it quite all right, but over-exaggerate it. And sometimes a prophet may go and give dates when God did not give dates. But his mistake will not stop the prophecy from coming to pass. Amen. Amen. And I've seen it happen even in this ministry several times, when some of them are just starting to operate. Praise the Lord. Now maybe because when I saw this concerning this sister, 2 weeks after, it came to pass. Then another person called, the same revelation cover. Then he said, in 2 weeks, God said the Lord, it will come to pass. Because the previous one he saw, it came to pass in 2 weeks. Well, these are some of the things we teach them. But this is not for our prophets in this church, because we have had so many forums for them. But I'm saying this for those who will hear this tape, because we are talking now to the whole world. Praise the Lord. We have forum where we teach them these things. Hallelujah. But I'm saying it here. Now, when you just go and say, hey, in 2 weeks, it will come to pass, because the previous one was 2 weeks. Or you see somebody with a problem, and the same problem, there was a solution that you received for somebody with the same problem, and it came to pass when you gave that solution. Then you will come, since this problem come, instead of the prophet to wait for this person's solution, he will give the same solution that he gave the other one. And it will not come to pass. God is not obligated to back up your own word. And so people will say, it is a false prophecy. A prophet in this church gave a sister's father revelation that in December, he gave a date that by September or so, or October, he said by October this year, you are going to have a car. This man, even keke, you know, get even to pay house rent. So the man stood and was looking at him. Open prophecy. Me, October this year, I go ride motor. And the daughter was trying to drag the man to church. So God picked, honored the faith of the daughter and picked him out. October this year came to pass. Nothing. By December, he called the daughter. Now that kind of church, they go, have you? The girl told me that anytime she saw that prophet carry microphone, say she go there vex. But the next year, October, he got that car. And then the same man called the attention of the daughter. That prophecy where they give in October then talk. In October this year, truth, I can't get the motto. Now, this is when my life was in October. God visited them and solved everything. But that young man, the prophet, saw October. He did not wait to find out whether it is October this year or October next year. He just said, October, chap, October this year. You go get them. So it was not a false prophecy, but it was a misplaced prophecy. And it must come to pass. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So it's possible that the prophet didn't hear properly. Hallelujah. And I also want you to know that the Bible says, I am the Lord, I changeth not. But God does not change his mind concerning his word. Amen. But concerning judgment, God can change his mind. Amen. Hallelujah. God can change his mind. He proved it in Nineveh concerning Jonah. He proved it. Hallelujah. God can give a prophecy that you will die. That is the mistake that Tunde Bakare was making concerning Obasanjo in 1999. Because he doesn't know anything about, you know, he's more grounded in politics than the things of the spirit. He's a very good politician. Very, very good. Praise the Lord. But when it comes to things of the spirit, he's blind, knows nothing. If not, you will have known that God was giving that revelation for prayers. He said, Pastor John will die, he will not climb the throne. And he was so sure of the revelation he received. He gathered pressmen and said it. Said it, they wrote it nationally. That means the man saw something. He saw something. But he does not know that God can change his mind concerning a judgment. He didn't know that when he gave that revelation, there are people that love Obasanjo that started praying for God to avert it. And so when it didn't come to pass, he was very frustrated. And they ended up saying he was false because he made himself to look as if anything I say must come to pass. And from that time till today, God has not allowed him to prophesy again. It has shaken him too much. Praise the Lord. Can change his mind. So don't be surprised When you say, I saw Lagos running helter-skelter, I saw some danger coming, I saw this church where they pursue now, all of them, they collapse. Then you are waiting for it to come to pass. One person's prayer can make God stop that judgment. So don't think because it didn't happen like that, therefore it is false. No. Praise the Lord. Let me also add something here. That in obeying prophecies, it is not every doing prophecy. Prophecy that requires you to do something. It's not everyone that you obey. It's not. Why? Number one, for instance, he said, carry your car, your only car. Go and show it in the life of a minister in Brother Assembly. Before you do that, number one, you look at the person that is prophesying. Is he confirmed a prophet? Have you confirmed that he's a prophet? How do you confirm? When he speaks, are you aware that it comes to pass? If you are not sure, no sell your motto, no carry your motto, give anybody. Touch your neighbor, say, don't be a mumu. Tell him now, shake your neighbor, where? Don't be a mumu Christian. Don't be a mumu Christian. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because I am surrounded by gifted people, and the church that has gifted people operating like Brother Assembly is the most difficult church to pastor. I'm telling you people, it's the most difficult church to pastor. Because there will be all manner of manifestations. All manner of carnalities by the same gifted people. Praise God. Hallelujah. But God gives wisdom to handle all of them. Before you tell me, hey, if you like, fall down, fire the fall around. Don't say the Lord, my servant, let everybody stand up. I go to Jesha bus stop. I want to show them something. Stand up and run around the whole church. Hey, the Lord say, everybody shall bring a key next Sunday. I see the gift. Praise the Lord. The first thing is, who is the person giving the revelation? That's why I go look. Who? Have you ever given any revelation that came to pass? If this is the first one you are given, oh, where I don't know you, the Bible says that one prophesies, the others judge. And the Bible also tells us in the mouth of how many? Two or three. When you talk, I will keep on to wait to hear the second person. No matter how you give it, if I have not confirmed you to be a prophet that speaks and it comes to pass, or I know that God normally talks to you, I will not act. So if anybody tells you, you go to one prayer house and you meet the prophet, and you are going on the testimony of somebody that is taking you there. Hey, if you see waiting that man, they do. If he talk, it will come to pass. Some of the people taking you there, now catchers for that man. Agents. I'm using 419 language. They call it catcher. If they dupe you, the first thing the police will ask you is, how did you know the man that duped you? They are interested in the person that directed you there. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Some of them are agents. Cry if you see. Hey, you see that the way I get. Now you talk, it come to pass. You see this one? When you go, you say, hey, sell your house. Amen. Go and buy 5 suits and clothe 4 ministers. Go, when he tells you like that, say, thank you very much. Go and keep it and wait. Go to another prophet somewhere without that agent knowing. And pray, if he repeats the same thing, now it is in the mouth of two. Then you cannot go and act on it. If not, now 419 in the name of Jesus Christ. So be very, very careful. Hallelujah. And then again, if you see anybody gives you a prophecy and he is angry that you did not carry it out, that prophecy did not come from God. I told you that you should not stay in your house. You should not go out yesterday. You went out. I told you. What's your problem? Let me say, thus said the Lord. Do you know whether after you gave thus said the Lord, God came and told me that, make her no worry. Give your own and go. A prophet, Jeremiah, prophesied one time that the children of Israel will stay in Babylon for how many years? 70 years. Small time. Another mighty prophet among them, they arose up, shake his head and say, God is saying now 2 years. Jeremiah didn't say, me, dispensational prophet, give you one to come and say. Jeremiah said, amen. Because he said one command, if God reduce him to 2 years. But he's sure God will say 70 years. Time will tell. A true prophet does not argue or frown or get angry over a prophecy. And I don't know you. Then you just come to church. You just come to this ministry for the first time. And you want to give me prophecy and with instruction to go and do something. You know I won't do it. I don't know you. That's the problem some of them have with me when they come to bride assembly. You know the God when they talk to you, not only you they talk to. They talk to me too sometimes. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The prophecy must be confirming what you have heard before. Or what you yourself you saw before in a dream. Then you can say yes. This is a confirmation of what I have seen. You quickly go and do it. Also, there are prophecies that are given instantly. Watch your spirit man if you are sensitive in the spirit. Is your spirit receiving it or is rejecting it? Once your spirit man rejects it, just ignore the prophecy. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And how a prophecy is given does not matter. The important thing is what the prophecy is saying. So some prophecy, they are shouting and some are falling down and beating coordinators and scattering chairs. And well, as you scatter, our ear is on what you are saying. So we are not looking at whether you scatter, you shout, or you do whatever it is. We are interested in what you are saying because the Spirit of God comes through different manifestations. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So don't say it is not the Spirit of God talking because the person is shouting and they're beating everybody and they chain them. They hold on one leg here, hold on one here, hold the mouth to serve, the microphone stay, and then he's fighting. Then you say, can't no be God, they talk. Now God, they talk. Before you say no be God, make sure you hear what he talk. Is it contrary to the word or it didn't come to pass? Praise the Lord. I have told our prayer group leaders. Praise God. My time is up. I've told prayer group leaders in this church to watch when you gather to pray. Sometimes these familiar spirits also come like that. Amen. When they notice the prayer, the fire is on. Chibweze, I don't tell you this one before. When the fire is on, everybody is on fire. Then you go smuggle and say, go near the leader. Thus said the Lord. Thus said the Lord. Thus said the Lord. So that you will stop. Amen.
Thus said the Lord. Thus said the Lord. He will go and meet the leaders here. Thus said the Lord. Thus said the Lord. Chibwete. Thus said the Lord.
Then, Chibwete will say, in Jesus' name we pray. The Lord wants to talk to us. Oh, you are talking now. You go here and say, my people. My people. I say, I have come down. So that the fire will go down. So that the fire will go down. At the end, he has said nothing. we don't see people before for this ministry. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So if you are in a group, you may pray. And everybody's in the spirit. Everybody's there. And then you hear, "Thus said the Lord. Thus said the Lord." Forcing you to stop, stop, stop. He went, I go, add more fire. I go, pray. Pray, everybody. Pray. I go, shout above her voice. Praise God. Praise the Lord. And the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. If it is a genuine prophecy, you will hold it until that prayer point is over. Then you will give it. You will give it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. People are on fire. Then the fire is burning that agent too much. Then you want to the fire to cool down. Cool down, cool down, cool down. Cool down, cool down, cool down, cool down. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Especially, as I was saying earlier, maybe prophecy that says you should resign from your job. You know, that's a very serious prophecy. Resign from your job. Or you want to invest so much money in a particular venture. And then you are hearing, thus said the Lord. You must not just go to one place. Make sure it is properly confirmed. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And those of us who receive messages through dreams, make sure you are careful with your dreams, because some of these dreams are mere products of your thoughts. They're just your thoughts. And some are manipulated by the devil. Satan can give you a false dream. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And some dreams are not meant for you to act on it, but it becomes a guide for you. Be very, very careful. Now, some messages also are given to try your faith. To try your faith. To try your loyalty. Deuteronomy chapter 13. Can we just read it? I think I should close on that also. Deuteronomy chapter 13. This is the way the Bible puts it. Verse 1. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. From verse 1. It says, if there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, and giveth thee a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder come to pass. If it come to pass, is it not from God? Answer me now. Yes, since it came to pass, according to Deuteronomy 18, if it come to pass, it is God that has spoken. But if it doesn't come to pass, it is not God that has spoken. The prophet has spoken presumptuously. That's what the Bible says. But now, this time now, it says, it came to pass. Exactly. The next word. After that, whereof he spake unto thee, saying, let us go after other gods, which thou hast not known, and let us serve them. Thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams. That is, he has seen the vision, the prophecy correct. And after that, he makes you to do unscriptural things. is leading you, and that's exactly what is happening in most of these so-called prophetic churches. I'm going to tell you to do unscriptural things. Things that will take you away from God. Hallelujah. The Bible says, for instance, that the love of this world is enmity with God. The fashions of this world, God, hallelujah, is not happy with it. But we have people who prophesy, and they have turned the whole church to be worldly. I'm telling you, you are dressing like a prostitute and going to church, and that prophet is telling you, you are beautiful. Dress like that. Don't mind those people. It doesn't matter. But anytime you prophesy, it comes to pass. But here you see, now misleading you again, contrary to the word. He said, you should not fear that prophet. But it was God that gave him that revelation. The reason he gave you that revelation is this, the next line. Let me read verse 3 again. Thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams. For the Lord, your God, proveth you to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. That is the reason. To prove whether na gift you just they follow or you love God. You're a virgin, but a foolish virgin. Praise the Lord. So anywhere you go, the gift is correct, but they misplace the word of God. He said, don't listen to that dreamer or that prophet. Praise the Lord. And some prophecies are to delude those who love unrighteousness. Like we saw that of Ahab. I can't go into it again in detail. We know the story. Some prophecies are given out so that you will go and be destroyed. God can do that. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That is in 1 Kings chapter 22. You can read it there. Praise the Lord. And finally, some revelations. They are answer to your heart desire. Ezekiel chapter 14. Ezekiel chapter 14. This is what it says. If anybody will not fear God now, when you study Bible to this level. Verse 1. This is Ezekiel chapter 14 verse 1. Then came certain of the elders of Israel unto me and sat before me. And the word of the Lord came unto me saying, son of man, these men have set up their idols in their heart and put a stumbling block of their iniquity before their face. Should I be inquired of at all by them? Therefore, speak unto them and say unto them, thus said the Lord God, every man of the house of Israel that setteth up his idols in his heart and putteth the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face and cometh to the prophet, I, the Lord, will answer him that cometh according to the multitude of his idols. That I may take the house of Israel in their own heart, because they are all estranged from me through their idols. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Verse 9. And if the prophet be deceived, when he has spoken a thing, I, the Lord, have deceived that prophet. And I will stretch out my hand upon him, I will destroy him from the midst of my people Israel. My emphasis is this. When you are going to a prophet to inquire, how many people are still with me watching? Let me see your hand up. Let me know. How many people am I talking to? Okay. Oh, okay. Okay. There are many. Praise the Lord. It's important you catch this. You have already made up your mind concerning that matter. And you are saying, okay, let me just go and inquire. Since God said before we do anything, we should inquire. Now you go to Bride Assembly, or you go to any prophet, he said, God said, the answer that prophet will give you He will give you according to the idol of your heart. Take for instance, praise the Lord. The Bible already says that you must not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. A Christian should marry a Christian. But you, it is that unbeliever that sister you say you must marry. Maybe because he get money. Now I don't suffer too much. My papa no get money. Now I don't get the opportunity for my life to change. Now me na this man go marry. Me wa that man na Guru Maharaj. I belong to some of these funny things. He's not a Christian. He's an unbeliever. And then you go to a prophet. Listen, as you land that prophet, before you sit down, he said, you are coming because of Labaja, isn't it? This is thus said the Lord, not your husband. Labaja is your husband. It was handwriting on the wall. It was a sign.
Once you are stopped, forever you are stopped. Everything we receive from God is by faith.
Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord.
The truth of delusion.
They told me it doesn't matter. It matters. There is yet another day that is His mercy is still available.
The trials of the Christian.
Christians face trials.
The God of this world cannot be our God because we are in this world but not of this world.
Amen. And you will stand up and say, God is saying, that is my husband. Hey, God is saying, that is your husband. He's waiting for you after that marriage. You go know why God will say that man is your husband. Praise the Lord. So when you are coming before God, I told you this thing one time. I said two people came to William Branham. I said one came to him that he wants to commit abortion. He said his wife took in. And they are not prepared for it. Economically, they gave all the reasons. And they want to remove it. William Branham told him, said, no, God is against it. You don't remove it. That is a gift from God. The man said, okay, prophet, okay, and left. Not long again, that same day, some few moments after, another man entered office again. I came, and the same thing again. And William Branham says, yes, you can go and remove it. And his son was in the office and asked him, Dad, why are you giving two different people different something like that? And William Branham turned and looked at him and said, the first man that came left his house and wanted to know the perfect will of God. And he came with a mind that anything God says he should do, he will do it. That's why God said, tell him the correct thing. He should not remove that baby. God will visit him later. But this one that is coming has made up his mind. He's only coming to fulfill all righteousness. Whether I tell him or not, praise the Lord. He made up his mind. Whether the prophet tell me, anyway, me, I'm not ready to give this baby. I'm not ready to give. Anyway, prophet, see my condition. Before he said that, William Branham said, go and remove it. And you know he will pay for it. So the prophetic ministry must be understood. It's a very serious ministry. Very, very serious ministry. I told you the last time that some prophecies are conditional and some prophecies are not conditional. And I told you something also, that once a true prophecy is given to you, I say you also have a part to play. If not, Satan will frustrate it. Before it comes to pass, it will frustrate you. Therefore, that the prophecy is given to you, thus said the Lord, does not make you go and relax. It only gives you a prayer point. It causes you to hope And then that is the reason why you will pray. Lord, you spoke. Lord, you spoke. If not, Satan can come and make it look as if God has not spoken. There are some prophecies that are like that. Therefore, any time they give you a prophecy, hold on to it and make reference to it day and night. Lord, you spoke on so-so-so day through your servant, prophet this, brother this, sister this. You spoke. I believe it. Father, Lord, because the Bible says that he, God, watches over his word to perform it. And the psalmist told the Lord, say, hasten to perform your word. It's a prayer point. Psalm 119 says so. He said, hasten to perform your word upon which thou hast caused me to hope. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Chapter 19. Hallelujah. Verse 6, 7, 8 says, the